Welcome to episode 97 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Following a number of conversations with fellow photographers in this past week, my mind has been churning over a few thoughts surrounding the creative decisions we make as image makers. In this week's show, then, I'm looking at just how and why we choose to produce pictures in a certain style, capturing, for example, neutral tones which are sympathetic to the subject, or maybe harsh, contrasty images which are designed to provoke a certain response in the viewer. Now, of course, there's never a right or wrong way. That's the beauty of working in such a creative medium, but it certainly does make for an interesting debate. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 97. Over this past week or so, I've been out and about on some really nice shoots, actually, in the crisp, cold conditions as the winter takes its hold. Now, unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to record any audio on my travels. It's a bit of a shame. But I did have some rather interesting conversations with people surrounding the issue of creativity. Now, one of the conversations was with a fellow photographer who was on the same shoot as me. I'm not going to give any information away because that particular job is kind of under wraps at the moment. And then I'll be able to share a bit more information with you in the coming weeks. But one of the conversations we had really kind of highlighted to me the kind of what is underlying photography or any creative process, whether it be music or art or film or photography. And I didn't realize, I've known this person for some time now, and we get on well and what have you, but our conversation just made me, it kind of just reminded me, kind of took me aback a little bit. Basically, we both shot at this, on this particular shoot, and the way my pictures turned out, or rather my supplied pictures, were lovely, sharp, nice, sort of colour ranges and what have you, but the client was really happy with them, but the feedback from this other photographer was essentially, I think your pictures look a bit flat. Well, that's fair enough. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But it did get me to thinking about this, because I've known about his photography, obviously, for all these years. And I've often thought that his photography, his pictures, are often too far the other way. That they are, I won't say over-processed, but they are sort of too saturated or too contrasty. Now, it doesn't mean that one is right and one is wrong. Regular listeners will know that I don't do a lot of Photoshop, for example. I don't like to exaggerate colours too much. I don't like to have my pictures over-sharpened. No one should have their pictures over-sharpened. But it was very interesting to actually just have this conversation whereby we kind of, you know, you come to that agreement, I suppose you call it, whereby you just say it's just personal preference. So long as you're happy and the client's happy, it really doesn't matter what the pictures end up like, essentially. Now, I've got in front of me I'm sat in my office, as I say, and I've got in front of me a number of kind of reference points for me as I talk through this. One of them is a copy of Trail magazine, which is a hill walking magazine here in the UK. And of course, I'll put a link in the show notes. I also have in front of me Photoshop with a picture that I took on this particular shoot of a mountain bike. And I just wanted to pick out a number of examples just to kind of just to think about this process. Now, in the show notes, you will see that I have. I'm just going to have a look at the picture that I've already prepared for the show notes. Okay, the picture in the show notes, let me just skip to that, is a picture of someone's hand with their holding a phone, and they've got a map in their other hand, and the background's out of focus. And what I've done, I've actually split that picture with the bottom half. It's a horizontal picture. The bottom half is my picture. It's, the bottom half is as I originally processed it, and it's quite neutral, I think. And the top half is really pushing the saturation, the colours, what have you, probably further than I would normally push them. If there was a requirement by a client for that sort of quality, shall we say, then I would probably be happy to work with them on that. But I just wonder what you think, because this is essentially the debate, is do you go for the natural kind of unsaturated, nice colours, but just very natural look in the pictures, or do you boost those colours and those levels to really make the picture pop in a way that is almost going too far? Doesn't mean it's wrong, but it's almost going, you know, too far the other way. And it's this conversation that we had that just made me think about this. So the picture that I have open in Photoshop is my starting point. I've got the version that I supplied, and I've got, which is very nice, and I was happy to supply it as was. But then as I looked at it, I thought, well, I don't do a lot of Photoshop, but I think I might want to adjust it slightly just to favour the textures and everything that were within the picture. So it's this really, really muddy mountain bike lent up against a concrete slab wall with a wooden, I don't know what it was, hatch or something. And for me, looking at the picture, it was all about the contrast, the similarities between the pattern of the mud splattered all over the bike and the textures there. And obviously you've got the angular lines of the frame and then the wheels, obviously. But then that splattering kind of mimics the patterns that were on the wooden doors behind it and what have you. And actually, by just adjusting the picture slightly, it really does play to that. Now, I think it's still a very neutral picture. The colours are natural. They are not, they don't look false, shall we say. In fact, when I look at the original, I almost think that kind of looks a bit too far the other way. But the point being, this is a very sort of, potentially a very contrasty, harsh picture. And I've got the picture in front of me here, so I could just simply go into image adjustments, contrast, and just very, very simply, using the slider, just put the contrast up to from zero, neutral point, up to, say, 100. Just why not? Just go all the way. And it really does, it just transforms that image. And because it is just using the the contrast channel, you do start to lose some of the lighter areas. I wouldn't necessarily, even if I was going to do this, wouldn't necessarily use this method, because then you'd have to start burning in the highlighted areas or get much more involved, and that's just not my approach. But when I toggle between the two, when I now take off the preview pane and go back to the original image, my perception of the picture has changed slightly, because that over contrasted picture is so harsh, like really, really harsh. And it does work in many ways to the favour of the mud and what have you. But when I go back to the neutral, excuse me, it almost does look flat. Now, this is my own picture, which I'm very happy with. And I've now essentially presented myself with three options. I've got the original picture as I supplied it, which is fine, but I now think is a little bit warm. I've got the neutral, shall we say, version that I did adjust slightly to make it more favourable, more pleasing to me. And then we've got this quick over-contrast, deliberately over-contrasty picture. And it just, it's a different picture altogether. Now, I've just thought of another example, actually. I'm just looking up at my bookshelves. Bear with me one second, not that it'll make much difference at this point. Just going to my bookshelves, and I'm going to take down, at random, a copy of Dirt magazine, which is a mountain bike magazine. Fantastic photography. And one thing that I look at as I'm flicking through this, just absolutely at random, I don't even know what edition this is. This is... oh, when was it? I don't even know now. Okay, this was from May this year. I'm looking at these pictures, and they are really saturated, really contrasty. Contrasty to the point that blacks end up getting sort of blocked in, and again, nothing wrong with that. And I'm just looking through some like live race shots. Some of the race shots look kind of natural, more like my style would be, shall we say. And then you have this absolute contrast where you've got this really harsh, oversaturated, overpunchy look. And it is exactly that. It's the look that is favoured, not exclusively within this magazine, but certainly within certain industries and certain activities. That is the look that sells products, that is popular and what have you. There's another picture here which is a really nice, is a guy cycling along, I don't know where this is now, he's got the sea there, and it's like a coastal track, and the sun's setting, and it's a really nice, gentle, natural colours and what have you. But so I've got these examples in this magazine where it's not a case that one style works better than the other. If I look at Trail magazine and just flick through at random, the pictures are much more neutral in their appearance. The colours are kind of natural. I mean, they're punchy, and there's no mistaking that. But even when you can see that maybe on an advert, the sky has been darkened a bit, or could even be that they've just used something like a graduated filter just to bring that sky down a bit. It's all done in a very subtle way. So this has just kind of made me think, and actually we had said that we might have a conversation, myself and this other photographer, for the podcast, because it's we have done this in the past and it is quite lively, shall we say. But I think as long as you come away from it thinking it's not that you're right and I'm wrong, it's not that I'm right and you're wrong, it's just that we all have a different way about going about our picture making. The reason that that person might get hired as opposed to me, or vice versa, comes down to you as a photographer, your creative abilities, the way that you think around pictures, what you bring to the table in terms of your skill set, how you look at the scene and the product or the people or whatever that are in front of you. Now, when I was going back into last week when this conversation arose, it did make me think, what is it about my photography? And this occurred to me a bit earlier in the year as well. What is it about my photography that, for example, stands me apart from this other photographer? Because over the past, years, we have, certainly quite some years ago, we were shooting very, very similar stuff, whereby in theory we would be in direct competition, but we're too much of too professional and too much on good terms as friends that we would ever kind of try to take work from each other or anything like that. But when it's at that point, what is it that makes my pictures, for example, stand out as opposed to his? And I do think that as I look at the pictures, I think it's, and I don't wish this to sound, I don't want this to come across as sounding anything other than the fact that maybe I think this is just the best description of it. I think my style of photography is, I think it's a very sensitive style, if that makes sense. It's a very, I do kind of struggle how to explain it. It's a very, very calm, very neutral way of capturing the world and the pictures that I do produce. When I look at other people's photography, yes, I can appreciate, in this same photographer, his photography is very, very good. I like his photography. I don't always agree with the way that he turns out his pictures. And there was one, funnily enough, another job that we teamed up on a while back. The final result that he put out, I thought was so oversaturated. And by his own admission, it was. But that's what he liked. And there was nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with the picture. It's a really nice picture. But, of course, I wouldn't have done it that way. So, yeah, I just find it very interesting how my approach, one would hope that, you know, when someone pays me to take pictures, it is an old cliche. You don't just pay a photographer to press the button. There's all the stuff that goes into it, all the planning, all the preparation, yada, 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 all that sort of thing. But people often talk about styles, that you can look at a photograph and say, oh, that is a so-and-so picture. Now, I don't think my pictures have that. I don't think it's a definite quality in that sense, other than the thing that would get me hired for jobs is this very kind of calm, natural approach to my picture taking. I don't go in for harsh lighting when I'm actually lighting pictures. As you know, I don't go in for over photoshopping my pictures. So it is just a very neutral approach. And actually, I had this conversation when I was at the Festival of Christmas down with the Portsmouth Historic Dockyard. And again, I'll link to last week's show, which was a podcast surrounding that. I got chatting to a guy there who, funnily enough, he got me involved in one of his photo projects. He's a keen enthusiast. And we were just talking about Photoshop or not, and I was saying, well, how do you process your pictures? And again, he was saying, you know, he's got Lightroom and he's got technology on his side, but he still prefers just to shoot in a very natural way, maybe just to adjust the blacks, just to give a bit of pep into the pictures, which is how I approach my pictures. I do it that way, you will know. But again, it's very interesting to talk to another person to see how they turn out their pictures. So it could well be that I end up having another conversation with said photographer in the coming weeks. We're both very busy in the run-up to Christmas, so whether we'll actually get it done or not, I don't know. If not, I'm sure there'll be time in the new year to arrange something. But just very, very interesting. And then just as an aside, just a final thing, just got these same pictures in front of me and I just want to kind of revisit them to see what I think. So I'm just going to open up the split picture. And yeah, you see, I've looking at the top half, to me, I still think it's a different picture just by altering the contrast and the saturation. It does transform the picture. I still prefer the more neutral picture, but again, personal preference. So I'll have a look at this bike picture, and I've taken off the preview, and it has been taken off for the last, I don't know, 4 minutes or so. So as I've been looking at this picture, and you know, again, I just really like the neutral look. I do actually like the the contrasty version, and certainly looking at something like Dirt magazine, if I was to put together a panel of pictures to show them, for example, I might include pictures like that because it fits in with the output of the magazine and what have you. I still don't like the original picture so much of that bike, but there we go. You know, sometimes it needs time. And in the new year, I'm going to be reviewing my own Giles Babbage Photography website and doing a whole new selection of imagery in there and what have you. I think I'm most likely going to go for a different look again, because it's been a while since I updated that website, so it'd be nice to have a bit of a change. But again, you might start to see a few more pictures that are pushing things a little bit. This just final point, actually. You know, as photographers, we should always be pushing ourselves to try something different, to learn new skills, or to improve upon those that we do have. And in conversation, we were having this conversation about whether pictures look flat or over contrasty, and I was saying, actually, there's a project that I would kind of like to have a look at for next year, but it would involve shooting my subjects against a green screen, so that they are cut out and put into another image which I shoot elsewhere. Now, yes, I can do that. I have probably on occasion, I've done, obviously I do sort of multiple layers on some shots because the client asks for it or what have you, but I've never actually gone about wanting to create a series of pictures that has that my starting point is that I'm going to make composites. But I think it would be quite interesting and quite fun and a good experience to try it. Now, it might turn things around for me. I might think, do you know what? I want to do more of this. I might start to do more and more, get known for that sort of thing for some of my work or what, who knows? But until you try it, a bit like playing around with the sliders in your pictures to see what you like and what you don't like, you'll never know. So if you have got any thoughts about your own personal preference in pictures, whether you like pictures to be very neutral or you do really like grainy pictures or sort of contrasty saturated pictures, let me know, because it's essentially a free world. It's an open forum. That's the beauty of what we do, is just sharing ideas. But clearly there is plenty of debate still to be had. And yeah, so if you've got, if you'd like to tell me what your preferences are, then do let me know. But on that note, I will leave it there. You never know, I might even produce a follow-up show based around your feedback. And speaking of feedback, don't forget, there are now only 3 more shows to go until we reach the big 100, and I'm still open to your suggestions about just what you'd like to hear in that landmark show. As I've said before, whether it's based on the technical or artistic, whether it's recorded on location or maybe in the comfort of an office, it really needs to be something a bit special, so please do get your thinking caps on and let me know your thoughts. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.